Hey, welcome back and welcome if you're new. Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. I go through this every time. We've been doing the Cheap Wine Finder website where we do reviews of value-priced wines. You know, most of the wines at the wine magazines that everybody else ignore, but we don't. We write about doing it 15 years, and last couple of years we're doing podcasts, and after we are done writing the review, we plug in the microphone, and, well, the microphone's plugged in. And what we have here today is a $4.95 Aldi Burlwood Brut Sparkling Wine. It's a bubbly for $4.95, which I think is even cheaper than Andre's, you know, champagne. Andre's can still call itself champagne because they've been making it so long. When the French decided to enforce their trademark on California, it got grandfathered in because it was like before they filed the trademark. And also, Gallo makes this wine, and they also Gallo also makes Barefoot Bubbly, which I think is a fun line of wines. They have some sweeter wines, sparkling wines. I'm not usually crazy about sweet wine, but there's usually enough acidity in a sparkling wine that any sweetness kind of gets dialed back. This Barefoot Burlwood, this is not Barefoot Burlwood, is a brut or a dry wine, though it's got some sweet characteristics to it, which isn't bad. It just helps with the flavor. I don't know too much about it. I was trying to figure out if this is more like Andre's and or more like Barefoot, because they're all kind of the same price tag. They're both more expensive than the Burlwood from Aldi. And I was thinking, because this one rather than has that champagne top that you have to pop off, these have plastic screw tops, which is kind of weird for a sparkling wine. But I don't think the pressure inside the bottle is that great. It's a Charmat method. Charmat's the same as Prosecco. A quick rundown of how they make these things is that they ferment the wine the first time, age it a little bit, put it into a large, very large pressurized vat, turn the pressure up, and that's how much pressure is in the bottle. They don't have to crank it. I think it's like 8 pressures in champagne, and these things can be fairly low. I mean, if it goes below a certain level, then it's kind of a spritzer kind of thing, frizzante. This is still a bubbly, but it's, I don't think the pressure is that strong. The bubbles kind of run out of steam in a hurry, but the bubbles are fairly small, and they are persistent. They keep on going. I'm gonna take a sip. One thing I didn't talk about, when it's in the vat, they always pick the grapes way too early, as it started off with. They almost sour, and then they bring it, because they're fermenting the wine twice, they bring it up to the desired sweetness level or dry level. I mean, it's, but actually you have to bring it up to dry because it's so sour. And they, in the vat, they will add enough sweet wine to it to get it, and this is dry. And usually with Charmat, you get either dry or you get semi, you know, extra dry, which is just a little bit sweet, because they have to do the whole thing. In the traditional method where they do it in the bottle, they add a little bit to each bottle, but and then you can kind of decide how many bottles get this sweetness, how many bottles get this dry level. And there's more dry levels in traditional methods champagne than there are just, because you got to do them all at one time. Charmat method is kind of hard to get too creative with that. And then so there we go. This is like Prosecco. I don't know the grapes. It's something from California. I read on the web that someone said it's Chardonnay, which, since I read on the web, means there's probably no Chardonnay in there. I think there's probably some kind of Moscato in there, because there is some sweetness to it. But like I said, the acidity will level that off, and it is dry. The actual sugar in the wine is in the dry level. Take another sip, and actually that little bit of sweetness helps this wine out a lot, because it gives it some nice fruit. not complex. But since it tastes good, you know, the complexity is beside the point. And because it's $5, complexity is also beside the point. So the mid-palate doesn't really transition. But what's up front is nice. It's good sipping. And you know, I was thinking that, you know, Trader Joe's, which is Aldi's, well, sister company or brother company or whatever, they're selling a North Coast, either a Chardonnay traditional method bubbly or a Pinot Noir traditional method bubbly for $9.99. And that's champagne style, made in the champagne style for twice the price. You know, but in this case, twice the price is $5. And I'm thinking, you know, if I'm just going to sip a wine, a $10 North Coast bubbly, it's like a huge bargain. But if I'm having a party and I can get these for $5, and for $20 I get four wines of bubbly that taste good, and if people are not paying that close of attention to it, they're going to love it. So in certain situations, if I'm just going to sip, I'm spending the extra $5. If it's going to have some fun involved, the Burwood can do it. Take another sip. It tastes fine. I'm no longer surprised when a $5 wine tastes fine. That's it for me, Domain Dave. We're doing more of our holiday stuff. This is, if you're having a party and you want some bubbly just to pour, hey, it might not be exciting, but it does taste good. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. And keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. We'll have something else to give you. Because, you know, this is the time of the season where wine, it gets colder, you come inside, and wine kind of hits the spot. So adios, goodbye. And like us where you like your podcast.